Some of the other most important messaging during Hurricane Sandy or any other hurricane was handled by the unsung heroes of the VOIP Hurricane Net. Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, is here with their story.
They truly are the unsung heroes of ham radio that few in the hobby know about, but they do the kind of volunteer work that is needed to assist the National Weather Service and other served agencies when disaster is near. And during Hurricane Sandy, their contributions were immense. Take a listen.
WSOGOX, Manuel, how are you? Seeing a dramatic increase in the amount of wires down, trees taking out, transformers and power lines here in the city of Meriden, Connecticut.
That's the sound of the VOIP, Skywarn, and Hurricane Nets. Their primary objective is to help save lives and property through the identification and field evaluation of threatening and dangerous weather conditions. At the same time, they facilitate the timely gathering and dissemination of this information.
We're very, very concerned about Rhode Island for coastal storm surge flooding, basically from the Dartmouth, New Bedford area. West is our big concern coming up here, so we're going to try to do the best we can to get some data. A lot of those areas are going to be closed off, so we're going to try to see what we can come up with to gather data there. That, I know, is extremely critical.
The VOIP, Skywarn, and Hurricane Nets operate by combining both EchoLink and IRLP linked repeaters over the Internet. This, they say, provides for a more efficient and effective utilization of available resources while handling critical wide-area communications during major severe weather events. To learn more about the efforts of the VOIP Hurricane Net, you are invited to join the VOIP-WXNET Yahoo group or simply visit VOIPWX.net. On the World Wide Web. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, in the newsroom in Los Angeles.
More on Hurricane Sandy and ham radio relief efforts in future Amateur Radio Newsline reports.